Welcome to another edition of the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Shows. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Our show this week coming a day early due to tomorrow night's action over at Bearcat Arena as the Northwest Missouri State men's and women's basketball teams compete in MIAA play as they open up with Pittsburgh State. Tomorrow night, the first game will tip off at 5:30 with the women and the men's game at 7:30. We'll have the broadcast of both of those right here on KXCV KRNW. And again, we'll be talking more about those matchups a little bit later on during our program. Again, we've got a good show lined up for tonight. We'll be talking with Northwest women's basketball coach Michael Smith, along with men's coach Ben McCullum. Also, our student athletes this evening include Northwest offensive lineman right guard Jake Scarborough, a senior from Blue Springs, as well as Northwest men's basketball player Grant Kozad. He comes to us from Kearney, Missouri. So that's all coming up during our program this evening. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Gorder. And Matt, we got another big weekend coming up.
Yeah, getting started a little bit earlier this time, but that's just fine because there's more games. So it's probably better we get started a couple of days early.
Yeah, we got four basketball games and one football game in the middle of all that.
Absolutely, you know, and the Thursday thing, something that we should get a little bit used to with January kind of looking that way for basketball.
Yeah, kind of a little bit of a change with the MIAA schedule this year, seeing a lot more Thursday night action.
Yeah, and it's interesting, and, you know, we've seen them over the years make some changes. We used to have Monday night games, which we don't anymore, kind of, thankfully. But, yeah, always trying to tweak the schedule a little bit to see what works best for everybody.
Yeah, and support for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Stuner Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Stuner Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch or dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 660-582-2699. As always, our thanks to Carson and Renee and the waitstaff here at Carson Sports Grill for all their work throughout the evening during the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, if you have any questions for our guests, pick up a question card and bring those over to Chris here to our left. He's wandering around picking those up, and also we'll have some special giveaways for you throughout the evening as well. So, again, we've got a lot coming up, and when we come back, we'll talk with the head coach of the Northwest Women's Basketball Program, Michael Smith. That's coming up right after this timeout as the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show continues after this.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell and St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee in Maryville. Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Maryville Hy-Vee at 1217 South Main.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Back out of Carson's in downtown Maryville for the Bearcat Coaches Show this evening. Of course, with basketball tomorrow night. Want to get a chance to talk with the coaches down here. Has nothing to do with John and I wanting to eat the great food, I promise. Michael Smith joining us, the women's basketball coach at Northwest Missouri State. And, Coach, here we are, conference play coming up. May not fully feel like it, I guess, tomorrow since you've already played Pittsburgh State in a non-conference game. But just talk about this point in the season, non-conference play so far, and some of the biggest impressions that you've had of your team so far.
Well, I can honestly say that you know, we've played six games, non-conference games. We've got one more to go here in a couple of weeks, but our team has come a long way in a short time. Honestly, it's you know, you look at from where we were, and we had to change a few things around a little bit to accommodate our players. But, you know, I think the thing that I've been the most impressed with is our kids are really starting to buy into what we're talking about, buy into what we're teaching them, and we're seeing that on the floor, you know, as far as with our turnout. You know, obviously playing Pittsburgh State once in a non-conference game, I think probably might have been the best thing for us, really, looking back, because we found out a little bit about ourselves. That was a team that's ranked preseason above us in the coaches' poll and the media poll. And, you know, we had our chances. We felt like we beat ourselves with some of the things that took place down there in Pittsburgh. But it's pretty fresh on our mind. And I reminded our kids tonight when we had practices that, hey, you got to remember every coach in the league voted Pittsburgh ahead of you. You know, how does that make you feel right now? Because we know that we're the better team. We've just got to come out. We're prepared. We've watched a lot of film. We've watched a lot of things that we did right. We've watched a lot of things we've done wrong as far as Pittsburgh. So, you know, to go back to answer your question, I really feel like this team has made tremendous strides from the very beginning to where we are right now.
And, you know, a lot of things, we talked a lot about the changes, of course, you being a new coach this year, and some new players coming in. You lost Maggie Martin before the start of the year. But it seems like this team, for just having played six games, has worked through a lot of adversity, a lot of things like that, and seemingly come through well so far.
And the best thing is I can say the last 2 weeks, our kids have come to practice every day. I mean, you know, a lot of times people say, well, you know, we practice every day. Well, that doesn't mean that you came to practice just because you showed up. I feel like that we have been at practice. We've been involved. There's been a lot of accountability held the last couple of weeks with our practice. Our players have understood that, you know, that what we want, what we're trying to implement, we're trying to help them have success, and I think they're starting to see that. So, you know, regardless of the outcomes that we've had, obviously in the wins and loss columns, I feel like we have really gotten better as a team.
What does it take? Because you've mentioned not only do you bring newness in the season, but you've made some tweaks as you've gone along here. What does it take for a team to be able to adapt to those changes and still have some success?
Well, What I've had to do with this group is I've had to look them individually in the eye and say, are you here? Are you here for the right reasons? You know, or we're here to have success. We're here to wear the green and white, represent the green and white. That's, you know, that's why I'm here, ladies. It means a lot to me. And, you know, to do that, there's got to be a two-way road here. We've got to have a little give and take from both of us. And, you know, I've given a little bit by tweaking our offense. You know, not quite what I wanted to do, but hey, if it's going to help us have success, I'm all for it. We've had to do the same thing defensively. And then in turn, I've asked our players to show up and have a good attitude and give effort every day. And for the most part, we've really had that.
Now, let's talk a little bit about Pittsburgh State. I know you've touched on them a bit, but this is a team that comes in with the best three-point shooter in the league so far. They've got a lot of players that have some experience in this league. And just talk about what you saw the first time around and what you're expecting tomorrow night.
Well, they're going to play hard. They always do. You know, you mentioned the best three-point shooter in the Westhoff kid, but they also bring a two-time All-American and Lizzie Dronema. So, you know, she averages about 20 a game, but she is a two-time All-American in our league, the only two-time All-American currently in the MIAA. So she's a player that's just got a drive that every coach loves to see. When I told my assistant in this level, I said, after we play this girl, she's gonna walk out on the floor and you're gonna look at her and you go, that's a two-time All-American, and I'm gonna say, you just wait.
Yeah.
And I said, those are the type of players that we want at Northwest. You know, kids that just love to lace them up, love to, you know, to put that jersey on. But they run a dribble drive offense, kick to the shooters in the corner, try to beat you off the dribble, and then if not, they pound it inside to the Geronimus kid, who's a left-handed kid. And honestly, we don't see a lot of that. So it's kind of hard to prepare for a left-handed, you know, player in the post that one can give you 20 points and 10 rebounds on any given night.
Something that maybe the casual fan doesn't think about a lot, especially with a post player. I mean, you think right-handed, left-handed with the guards because they're handling the ball, going different directions. But in terms of a post player, what are some of the things that having a left-handed player does that's a little bit different for your team to go against?
Well, you know, we try to shade a little bit to take away that left hand, make her use that right as much as possible, you know, to do that. And but there's a combination of things. The thing about her, she's improved her three-point shooting. She doesn't shoot a lot of them, but she's not afraid to shoot it from outside. But she likes that jump shot at about, you know, 12, 15 foot also. So, you know, as far as matchup problems, you know, say the first go around, we had basically Timber Gardner. Well, Timber had a hard time guarding her in the post, one-on-one. You know, this time we're going with a different lineup. You know, with we changed it up the last game, had Annie and Shelby in there together. Shelby gives us first start double-double. We're going to go back with that. So we're going to put Annie on her. So I feel like Annie will do a better job in the post. But now the question is going to be, okay, how well is Annie going to be able to guard her on the perimeter? So, you know, we got there's got to be a little give and take somewhere. And I'd rather see if she can beat us from the outside where it's, you know, or, rather than a high percentage shot in the post, what she's used to doing. So I hope that plays to our advantage. And also, you know, first time we played Pittsburgh, we gave up so many second chance opportunities. They killed us on the offensive glass. And I hope that having our two best rebounders in there will help take away part of that, having both Shelby and Annie in there running together at the same time. So, you know, they pressed us a little bit last time. We weren't ready for that because we hadn't seen it. They threw on a press, and we didn't handle it very well. We've worked on that. As I mentioned, I feel like we've worked on our weaknesses. I don't think Pittsburgh State can get any better offensively than they are. I really don't. Now, they're going to try and junk up some stuff defensively, press us, zone us, trap us, that type of thing. But, you know, mature teams should be able to handle that. So we'll learn a lot about ourselves again tomorrow night. The best thing is we're playing in front of our home crowd.
Now, you mentioned they like to dribble drive. Is that something that we'll probably just see a lot more of in basketball in general because the potential of picking up a foul is so much
easier? Yeah, really. You will, especially when you got really good athletes on the perimeter, as you mentioned, being able to move your feet, that type of stuff. And, you know, the best thing is Pittsburgh State doesn't have quite the athletes they've had in the past. But they've got better shooters now. So, you know, again, you got give and take in either way you look at it. So our rotations defensively have to be there tomorrow night. We have to do a good job of limiting them to one shot and out. And I think if we do that, the difference tomorrow night is going to be the rebounding. Whoever wins the rebounding edge is going to win the game, regardless of how many turnovers, regardless of how many free throws anybody shoots. I think the bottom line is going to be the rebounding category is going to be very key for us tomorrow.
Now, look ahead a little bit. You've got Emporia State coming up on Saturday, and right there you're looking at one of the top teams in the nation. And I know year in and year out, they're just a tough team to prepare for because they've got so many weapons.
You know, they do have a lot of weapons. You know, we've previously I've had some success against them in the past. You know, that's just by scouting and things. But, yeah, you look at Emporia State coming in here Saturday, and they're ranked number 3 in the country right now. And right now there's currently, I think, 3, if not 4 teams ranked in the top 25 in women's basketball in the MIAA. So it's a great league for women's basketball, great coaches. But, you know, as we've talked as a staff, you know, we're going to worry about Pittsburgh State. We've looked at a few clips at Emporia, and they've got a lot of, they got two D1 transfers in, and they got 3 starters back off last year's team that was one game away from going to the Elite Eight. So, you know, they're a good ball club again. The best thing is having them at home. But we're going to prepare for Pittsburgh State because I feel like, for one, that's a game that's within grasp of us. And obviously we don't want to overlook anybody and try to prepare for Pittsburgh.
And you're talking about, you know, the team buying in. I would guess, and we talked a little bit about this after the game on Saturday against College of St. Mary, just getting wins has got to be something, you know, for the psyche that just makes everything flow a little bit better.
It sure helps them to come prepared for practice the next day, you know, after a good win, and especially a win like we had Saturday. I mean, College of St. Mary had a good ball club. They were ranked in the top 25 in NAI. They were averaging 88 points a game. We held them to 57. And that goes back to our scout and our preparation. So, again, regardless, again, of the outcome, it was nice to get a win. But, you know, we went in with our kids and we said, okay, this is how we're going to play this kid. This is how we're going to play this person defensively. And then when they seen it, or they did it, and they saw the results, I guess you can say, they're like, wow. Maybe they kind of know what they're talking about. Maybe they don't. I told them, we're not perfect. I'm not perfect. But we're going to do everything we can to prepare them with scout, with film, with everything that we got to do, game preparation. Because we got a good group of kids. I mean, they're smart kids, and they've been able to make some adjustments in the second half on Saturday in Saturday's game. So, you know, it's a long MIAA season. As we know, it seems like it starts earlier and earlier every year, it seems like. But it is what it is, and, you know, you want to be a part of the best, and it's definitely the MIAA in women's basketball.
Could you imagine, I mean, obviously you've got experience in the MIAA coming over from Truman State. Could you imagine being a new coach in this league, not having coached in this league before?
It would be tough. It would be very difficult because I think more than anything, we've just got great coaches. great coaches. We got great players, don't get me wrong. Everybody's got great players in MIAA, but I think more importantly, we have very good coaches in the league, and that do a good job of preparing their kids. And that's, again, that's why I'm excited to still, for one, be in the MIAA, for two, to be here, because we have the resources, I think, to compete against the Emporias, the Washburns, the Central Missouris, from a recruiting standpoint, facilities, you name it, scholarships. And that's what excites me, because, we're going to see what we're made of, both as players and coaches.
And it really seems like the word we hear so often, and it doesn't matter the sport, I don't think, is preparation. And it just seems like over in Lampkin, preparation is a key everywhere.
It is. We were in the film for almost 50 minutes today before practice, and we were almost in the film room as much as we were out on the court, because, again, it is preparation. Seeing what we want to do, seeing what we want to take away. Adjustments from last game. Again, we have film, pretty recent film on Pittsburgh State, so it makes it good. They went and got beat by Quincy after we played them pretty handily, but we have that film. So, you know, that we have some things that we saw what Quincy was able to do to take away what they wanted. So, again, it goes, as you mentioned, it comes down to preparation. And, as a staff, we're really starting to see what it entails, because especially when you just got a one-game turnaround. You know, we go Thursday, Saturday, it makes things tough as far as breaking down film. But we've been able to get a good grasp on it, and I feel good in the direction that we're going.
Does having a common opponent like that when you're preparing, can you gain a lot from having that common opponent, or does it not really matter?
I think so. Just to see how they guard and how we didn't guard, and how you think about, okay, they had a pretty good guard, and they matched up with so-and-so, and they matched up with so-and-so, and you know, that type of thing. But, at the end of the day, it's, as you mentioned, it's preparation. You feel like you got to defend your home turf. That's key in the MIAA, because when you go on the road, it's just you feel like you're walking to a gym 10 points down. We've got to use that to our advantage. Hopefully we'll have a great crowd in Bearcat Arena. I'm pretty excited about, this is the first doubleheader with our men. Yeah. And I'm excited to see our men play. I know a lot of people are. And so hopefully that'll generate a lot of crowd.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for stopping by, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow night.
All right, thanks a lot.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. Again, they open conference play against Pittsburgh State at home tomorrow night. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with more in Carson's in downtown Maryville right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com. Support for today's game comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes in town or out and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. You can find agent information available at fmnottoway.com. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show as we continue to talk basketball with the MIAA conference season getting started tomorrow night at Bearcat Arena. Joining us now is a forward from the Bearcat men's basketball team, Grant Kozad, a junior out of Kearney, Missouri. And Grant, just talk about the season so far, how you felt things have gone. I know the record's not where you guys want it to be, but boy, you've played some tough competition.
Yeah, we definitely wanted the schedule this year, a little tougher schedule, so we had that RPI going our way. But, I mean, we've played solid through the Truman State game. I mean, that was a tough loss. And we also played real close with Drury, another tough loss. But, I mean, we just got to pick ourselves up from these two losses and carry ourselves on to conference. I mean, we're everybody in the conference is 0-0. So, I mean, new season. We're going to start fresh and hopefully get some wins under our belt.
Do you feel like in the past, if you played maybe not as tough of a schedule, getting into conference play, do you kind of not fully feel ready because you haven't seen that level of competition?
Maybe not necessarily. I mean, you always got to be ready to play each game. Everybody's going to give you your best shot no matter who it is. So, I mean, we're always ready to play. I don't think it matters who you play. You just got to step up to the plate and get that win.
Have you found that you've gone against some guys, yourself and as a team, gone against some competition that you will see or some things that you will see as you go through the MIAA?
Oh, yeah. We always we do drills during practice. We always focus on things to prepare for teams that we'll see, obviously, that they'll play against us. So, I mean, we're always preparing for that the next game, and it's just the first game, and then after that's over, it's the next one after that, and just focus on that the next game.
So let's talk about that next game, Pittsburgh State. I know it seems like Pittsburgh State's always got really good athletes, and they've had some good size inside, things like that in the past. What do you anticipate out of Pitt this year?
Oh, yeah, they always look to push the ball. They're a fast team, and we're preparing for that. Their coaches are always teaching us to sprint back and defense, but just set it so they can't get those easy buckets, obviously. But their guards are always looking to attack. They're fast-paced, so, and we just got to box out the bigs because they're always active down there, getting the O-boards. So we'll just key on all those things that we do in practice, and hopefully we'll get the job done.
It seems like in the MIAA, you know, through the years, and what we have seen is you've got to have good bigs to be successful. Obviously, you need good players all over, but
definitely,
bigs are a pretty big key in this conference. It seems like you guys have a good rotation this year of bigs, not just one guy that you have to rely on. How does that help you guys out, knowing that there's other guys that are going to be in the rotation with you?
Well, obviously, we have Dylan Starzl, too. He's great inside for us, and we look to go in out. And once we get the ball inside, everything opens up for us, and our guards are great at penetrating and passing the ball inside. So, I mean, if we get those passes inside and then we work the ball out, everything just starts flowing for us, and we get in the flow of the game a lot better.
This year we've talked a lot about the change in the rules with hand checking and stuff. And obviously for guards that's important because that's where a lot of it comes when you see the penetration and stuff. How has that changed how you guys play inside, kind of being the helpers in those situations?
Right. I've noticed this year that if they're coming full speed at you, you kind of just kind of, I mean, playing straight up, maybe it's not enough, because I've noticed this year that I've gotten a couple fouls calls and I was straight up. So, I mean, you kind of, it's gray area. You either got to back off and kind of scare them for that shot or just try and go vertical with it, I guess. So, I mean, we kind of adapt as the season goes on.
So it's basically
how the refs call it, obviously.
Yeah, a learning process,
yeah.
Basically.
If you notice that one foul is called, then you kind of soften up a little bit if you're straight up, you know.
So you almost have to kind of take a different mindset into each game because you don't really know.
Right, exactly.
Now, talk about, you guys have had a unique opportunity. Obviously, a couple of your teammates from high school you've been able to continue on and play with here at Northwest. What's that been like for you guys?
Oh, it's been fun. I mean, me and Tyler, we joke about it all the time, but we get after each other sometimes and when we play pickup, we'll get mad at each other but I mean, we're neighbors too, so once we get home, we kind of just push it aside and we're friends. But yeah, we all three of us go at each other and we get kind of mad and just heated. Obviously, we're competing against each other, so it's a game. We have fun, and if what stays on the court, I mean, it's on the court, and everything else off the court, we're fine.
Probably, I mean, it's just like brothers probably playing at in the backyard and the driveway.
Yeah. We've been playing together forever, so I mean, we have that chemistry too. We brought that chemistry in, and Tyler knows when to pass it inside, and we know when to seal for each other. It's just a kind of, we click with each other.
Yeah, I know you don't look too far ahead, but it's going to probably be a little weird for you next year since you had the red shirt year and they'll be gone and you'll be there. That's going to probably feel strange.
Yeah, Dylan is my roommate, and we've been roommates all 4 years. So, yeah, it's going to be a little different. So I'll make it work with Matt. Me and Matt are the red shirts next year, so we'll definitely build our relationship and see where that takes us.
Well, I know looking forward, obviously you want to look at this year. It looks like things are pretty exciting. I mean, you didn't have a lot of games in non-conference, but it seems like you guys are kind of built to be ready for conference play because you have so much experience with each other coming back into conference play.
Yeah, we've had a lot of we got five seniors this year, obviously, and we've all played these 4 years with each other, so we know each other real well. So I have a lot of confidence in this team and where we can go and the potential we have, but it's just potential. So you gotta meet that potential and keep working hard to get there.
All right, Grant, well, thanks for joining us. Good luck tomorrow night.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That is Grant Kozad, a junior for the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team. And again, just like the women, they'll match up with Pittsburgh State at Bearcat Arena tomorrow night. We'll take a timeout. We'll continue to talk basketball when we come back to Carson's in downtown Maryville on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by East Hill Shopping Center at Frederick Boulevard and Belt Highway in St. Joseph. At 45 minutes from Maryville, East Hills offers new restaurants, including Five Guys, Panchero's Mexican Grill, and Golden Corral. More at shopeasthills.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on a special Wednesday edition this week due to Bearcat basketball tomorrow with the men and women, as you just heard, coming up tomorrow evening. We'll talk a little bit more men's basketball later in the program. And before we talk with Northwest offensive lineman Jake Scarbo, we've got some giveaways to announce here. First of all, we have a giveaway for a Bearcat t-shirt, and this will go to Kermit Poston, who's over here to our left. So Kermit receives a Bearcat t-shirt. And we have a Bearcat water bottle as well to give away. And this goes to somebody that was hoping to be a winner tonight. Dorothy Baldwin receives a Bearcat water bottle. So, and and one other Bearcat water bottle to pass out. This goes to, I believe, Liz, either Wet or Wetty, or again, where you apologize a little bit for the pronunciation of the last name. But if Liz is here in the crowd, she receives a Bearcat water bottle. So, again, we have those, and we've got more giveaways to come up later during our program. Again, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, talking with Jake Scarbo, a right guard for the Northwest offensive line. And, Jake, how much fun is it right now to be playing in the NCAA Division II playoffs?
Oh, it's so much fun, and it's a blessing. And, you know, it's kind of one of the things that we focus on at the beginning of the year. We really, it's kind of a goal that we set, and we say play in December. So I'm very humbled and very glad that we've made it this far.
Well, you had a little bit of a change in the weather this week as far as practice goes, haven't you? It's at least for today, anyhow.
Yes, we have. It's been very chilly.
Let's just talk about the season for you on the offensive line. It really seems like this has been an offensive line that started out to playing well, but as the season's gone along, it just seems like you've done such a good job, not only protecting the quarterback, but also blocking for the run. And just kind of talk about the way the whole line has come together this year.
We've really come together as a group, and it's been a good experience. And, you know, really one of the things that we focus on is that we know that we have a lot of good players and playmakers, and we've got a really special quarterback, and so that kind of motivates us a lot, you know, moving down the road. And, you know, when we make those big plays and our running backs bust those big runs and stuff, it's really motivating, and it really gets us going. And the fact that we also have a lot of experience, I think, has helped a lot.
And how important is it for the offensive line to really bond together? It's kind of a special group out there. Just talk about the bonding process that goes into being an offensive lineman.
Yeah, it's definitely a bonding process. There's a lot of chemistry that comes with it. You know, when teams throw a bunch of different, you know, looks at you and blitzes and stuff like that, you got to be able to trust the guy next to you knows what he's doing. And, you know, as that trust builds as the season goes on and as you get better as an O-line, that, you know, the confidence really comes with it, too.
And as you look, you talk a little bit about the playmakers you have, a unique situation that Northwest has at the quarterback position with a couple of guys that get an awful lot of snaps. Of course, you've got Trevor starting and then Blake coming off and really making an effort out there as well. Just kind of talk about the different skill sets they bring out there and what you have to do, if there's anything different as far as blocking for both of them.
Right. They are two different quarterbacks. Obviously, Trevor's more of a passer, and while Brady can pass too, he's definitely talented with his legs as well. As far as the different schemes and you know, blocking and stuff like that, it doesn't really change from one quarterback to another. But we just kind of have to be conscious when Brady comes in that he, you know, has, you know, more of a tendency to run, and so we have to be able to chase the ball down the field and stuff.
It seems like Brady can come out and really give you a spark when you really need a spark out there at times. So.
Absolutely, yeah. He is a playmaker.
And as far as looking ahead toward this week, let's just talk a bit about preparing for St. Cloud and some of the things and challenges that they'll present to you.
St. Cloud is a very talented defense, and they play very hard. And one of the things that, you know, we've seen a lot of defensive fronts and looks and stuff throughout the season, but St. Cloud's a team that will throw a lot of those at you. And so the coaches are really getting us prepared this week to be ready for a bunch of different looks and stuff.
Now, do they throw more in one game than what you've seen from any one team this year?
Yeah, it seems that they have the tendency to throw more looks at us than we've seen in past games. Yeah.
It appears, though, that they do at times give up a lot of points. So what are some of the things that you feel you can maybe do to move the ball down the field against a team like that?
I think one of the things we're focusing on this week is running the football. And whenever we can do that successfully, then that's going to open up our play action, and it's going to open up plays down the field. So really, everything is going to be predicated off of that.
And again, as you're into the playoffs, what type of difference is it as far as preparation this time of year than maybe early in the season? Again, a lot. You take every game, as they say, a game at a time, and each game is important. But talk about maybe the difference in practice and the difference in intensity at this time of the season.
Yeah, everything changes actually when the playoffs come around and the cold weather starts to hit and stuff. And so, in my opinion, it's really a mindset that starts with the coaches and then the seniors, and we kind of have to, you know, bring that down to the other players on the team and let them know that, hey, like, we really got to get going. It's time to run the football. The weather's getting bad. And so to get to where we want to be, we have to do that successfully.
And of course, head coach Adam Doral works a lot with the offensive line. What does it mean to have a guy like AD working with you every week?
It's great. He's definitely is. It's been a blessing, actually, being coached by him. I've learned a lot about myself, even as a person, but also the game of football. And he's a very good dude, and definitely glad I've got him.
You come to Northwest from Blue Springs, and I might talk a little bit about your high school career, first of all, and just kind of talk about how things went in high school for you.
High school was fun. I was at a very successful 4 years there. We went to state. I actually experienced state twice while I was there. My sophomore year, we won it, and then my senior year, we went and unfortunately lost. But, you know, it was a good experience. You know, coming here to Northwest, I really wanted to come to a program that's that wins. And so that was something that I was really looking forward to at the college level, and that's what really drew me to Northwest.
And again, I would imagine that from a winning program to another winning program at Northwest, when you were looking at schools to go to in your senior year and to make that big decision, what stood out with Northwest that made you decide that this would be the place you wanted to be?
There were a few things that stood out. Definitely, I got recruited by AD, and I really liked him right off the bat. But also, the Arrowhead game seemed really special, something I wanted to experience. You know, I'd always, you know, see the games on TV and stuff like that, and so, and hear about them. And so that was a game that I want to experience for myself. And then just the fact, you know, when I came in, they were just, I believe they were just coming off the 5 straight trips to Alabama. And so I saw that, and I just thought, wow, I really want to go to a place like that.
It'd be nice if things could work out where you could go back to Alabama in your senior year.
Yes, it would. It would be very nice.
And as you make the move to Northwest Missouri State, obviously football, a very big part of being on the Northwest Missouri State campus. But just kind of talk a little bit about the academic side and some things that you've enjoyed about being on the Maryville campus overall as a student.
The Maryville campus has been nice. My 5 years here has been nice. I've got 2 majors. One is in marketing, the other is in business management. Kind of the class style is nice too, because it's kind of like a smaller school, smaller campus, and so I'm very familiar with all my teachers and stuff, and they've really helped me along the way.
And as far as the future, what's the future hold for Jake Scarborough?
It's all about opportunity, the way I look at it. And so once football's over and you know, I start the job search, I believe I'll be headed back to Kansas City, and I will hope for the best.
All right. And again, as far as looking at towards St. Cloud this weekend, what do you see as some of the keys for your offense and things you want to do this weekend?
The keys to victory, I believe, is to run the football. Like I mentioned earlier, everything is going to be predicated off of that. So if we can successfully run the football this week, it's going to open up a lot of our play action and allow our receivers to make plays down the field. And so, you know, if we all do our job, then I believe that we can get the job done.
All right, Jake, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that is Jake Scarborough, offensive lineman for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team. And Jake's got a big game coming up this Saturday. Northwest and St. Cloud in the quarterfinals of the NCAA Division II playoffs. We'll have that broadcast for you at 11 o'clock with our pregame activities. It's a noon kickoff out at Bearcat Stadium. And when we come back, we'll turn our attention to basketball as the head coach of the Northwest men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, will join us. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. Today's game is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes in part from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, I know it was a tough weekend for you down in Springfield at the Thanksgiving Classic hosted by Drury University, but you played two very good basketball teams down there. And first of all, let's just talk about that Drury game. You had a lead through a lot of that matchup, and just kind of talk a little bit about some of the keys and the way that Drury game came out for you.
You know, we played extremely well both games, in particular Drury. I think we had a 9-point lead with 3 minutes to go. Just weren't able to close. I think you know, our kids get those leads and they work so hard for them and it comes down to it and, you know, they just want the game. They just want it, you know, it to be done with 3 minutes to go or, you know, against Truman it was halftime. We've got to understand that you've got to compete for the full 40 minutes. And it's not going to be given to you just because you play well for 25 minutes or just because you're better than the other team. And you've proven, I mean, we proved that I felt like we were better than both teams. But obviously the score didn't indicate that. And our kids need to understand that, hey, we need to close games and compete and keep fighting through it.
Yeah, when you look at three of your losses to Midwestern State, then Drury and Truman State, all three very quality teams. Midwestern State and Drury, top 10 teams, and Drury, the team coming off a national championship last year. I would think, as you look ahead toward the conference season, that even though there were losses, there are some things you can build on by just talking to the team that you can play with these type of teams here.
Yeah, you know, not even that so much. Just the fact that we're playing well. I mean, we're executing everything that I tell them to execute. They're competing. Our rotations are unbelievable. Offensively, we're moving the basketball. We're going inside out. We're doing everything we need to do to be able to win basketball games, except once we get those leads, we've got to stop being so protective of it and continue to build on it. So I don't know that our guys needed the confidence to know that they could play against Drury. I thought going into the game that we were the better team. I thought going into the Truman game that we were the better team as well. And I don't think it's a complacency thing. I don't think it's an arrogance thing. I think it's 100%. We get so protective of what we think we've earned that we don't close out games. And we need to make sure obviously make that adjustment for tomorrow night.
It's just something that once you get it done, that it's, you can build on the rest of the way then.
Yeah, I think so. I think once you learn how to win those games, I think it'll help us considerably. Just winning one and closing out one game, I think gives you that confidence to know that you can do that as long as you understand. And I've told our kids all week that, hey, we're playing great basketball. It's just a matter of now being able to finish. And we've worked on that. Hopefully we will during the game tomorrow night.
Now, one of the things that Matt talked about with Grant with the play, the inside guys like Kozad and Starzl on Slake inside, you really have a luxury of that, something that a lot of teams would really envy with that type of inside game that you've got this season.
We've got a lot of size down there. Grant and Dylan in particular can score quite a bit down there. Kyle obviously is a huge presence defensively and rebounding. And then we've got another freshman, Zach Schneider, who's totally different than all three, where he's what we call a stretch four, a pick and pop threat. It's very difficult for teams to be able to match up to that, just the way they set ball screens, the different ways they score, the different things that they do, and then to throw the guards in the mix with it. We're only going to get better and better throughout the season offensively because of that inside presence.
When we talk about guards, you got a pretty good one coming back this year, and Deshaun Cooper again coming off that knee injury last season. But it seems like each game that I've had a chance to watch Deshaun play, it seems like every game he looks a little more at ease and getting back into the flow of competition this season.
He is, and even practice this week, he's he's had his best practices he's had, you know, since his junior year. And we're going to need him to be really good, and obviously old Deshaun tomorrow night. Part of the reason is we haven't ran a lot of stuff to him. Specifically, I don't think he had the explosion to start the season, and then he had that setback where his knee swelled up on him. So now we're starting to run a little bit more to him, which I think is going to help everybody because that'll draw more attention to him, which he can handle, and everybody else's jobs becomes a little bit easier.
Well, another guy's been fun to watch there, and it seems like he's really picked up this season where he left off last year is Connor Kirker, and he adds an awful lot to your team.
He does. Offensively, he's got a very high basketball IQ. He's a great finisher and obviously can stretch the floor with his shot. The big thing with him is last year I didn't feel like he had a great preseason. This year he came in shape. Preseason was excellent. He was winning sprints on occasion. And he's just drastically changed who he is as a person on and off the floor. And he'll continue to grow. But you see the results on the floor where he's having a great season. And he's worked hard for that.
Hey, it looks like you've got some guys that are coming off the bench that are doing a very good job of contributing right now.
Yeah, we're fairly deep. You know, we've got obviously Matt, and he played 35 minutes a game for a 20-win season last year. And Tyler Funk, Bryson Williams, and then obviously Jordan hit some shots in the one game. And so, you know, we go fairly deep as far as guards go. And even in the post, I mean, we've got four post players that would start for probably any team in the conference. So we're very fortunate with that. But again, we've got to be able to close basketball games, and hopefully we have an opportunity to do that tomorrow night.
Talk about Jordan a little bit, and just kind of talk about what he adds to the team coming off the bench and some of the things that he brings to the table.
Shooting. I mean, that's what he does. He stretches the floor. Offensively, that's the primary reason he plays in there. You know, he had some good practices leading into, I think it was either Baker or Peru, he had a good game. He had some good practices leading in, so we wanted to give him a little time, see if he could hit shots in games, and he did. And down there, he didn't get a lot of shots at Springfield, and he just brings a different dimension to the game that some of the other guys can't.
All right. Again, we're talking with Ben McCollum, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team. We'll be back and talk more with Ben as we'll talk about the upcoming games on the schedule. A couple of MIAA matchup with Pittsburgh State and Emporia. That's coming up as the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show continues after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Today's game is brought to you by Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane, 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups to oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or in shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's game comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville. Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, a day earlier than normal. And the reason for that we've got some basketball tomorrow night, Northwest and Pittsburgh State over Bearcat Arena. And we're talking with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, you open up with the team right now, 3-3 on the season. Just talk a little bit about the Gorillas and the type of season they've had up to this point.
They're very talented. They've got a transfer from the University of Oregon, averaging 23 points a game, 6'5", athletic, can finish. Shoots it a little bit, but for the most part, he just out-athletes you. Then they've got a bunch of shooters to go with him, which is totally different than your traditional pit teams, where the normal pit teams are going to beat you up physically. They're going to go to the offensive glass. They're going to guard you and pressure you. This team's going to really pack it in defensively. They're not going to pressure you whatsoever. And then they're going to give the ball to Devon Branch is his name, and let him make some plays, and then hope that their shooters can hit a few shots. And they're a pretty good team. They went down to West Texas, had a lead at half, ended up losing, beat Eastern New Mexico, I think was a tourney team last year. So they're a very good basketball team.
What would be some of the keys to stopping Pittsburgh State tomorrow?
Well, when they penetrate, they do a good job of drive and kick, penetrate and pitch is what I call it, one of the two. They draw help, and then they kick to the shooters in the corners. We've got to make sure that we stay home on that stuff. You know, you got to rebound the basketball against them. You got to get back in transition because they play fairly fast. All the things that, that we teach every day in practice is what we're going to do. I don't think we're going to, you know, go off the deep end and do something totally different than what we've done. And then offensively, you got to be able to score on them. And you know, our objective is to play inside out just like everybody's is, and we'll try that throughout that game.
So essentially, and much like every game, I guess, going out just doing what you do best and let the chips fall where they may, there, son.
Yeah, I think that's what we need to make sure that we do. I don't think we need to worry too much about the other team and what they do outside of just executing, hey, shooter, driver, things of that nature. And so we'll do what we do. What we've done every single game this season, and I would guess that they would do the same, and we'll see who the better team is.
And after that, you've got Emporia State coming to town on Saturday. It's a program you're familiar with after being an assistant coach at Emporia for a few years. Obviously, they've had some changes through the year since you've come to Northwest, but just talk a little bit about facing Emporia State.
You know, they're a tough team to kind of put your finger on because he will change it up. He's going to run multiple different defenses, multiple different offenses, and you know, they're good at a lot of things. They're not great at necessarily anything, but they're good at a lot of things. And so those teams can pose a serious threat to us because, you know, we're good at taking strengths away from people. They're going to be tough. They got a big kid inside that I think he averages 10 a game. He probably could get about 20 a game. I think he just gets a little winded, and then they've got some guards to go around him.
And it's nice to be able to open up the conference schedule home with a couple of games here this week.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just nice to be back at home and Bearcat Arena, and hopefully we get a good crowd and see if we can get the Teaks out this year again.
Boy, they really contributed to the atmosphere.
Holy
last year, didn't
cow. They did. That was fun. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully we get a decent crowd and get some support and hopefully our kids play well and get a win.
I know in recent years the MIAA season has opened up, and as Coach Smith talked about as well, it seems like every year it opens up a little bit earlier. But let's talk about your feelings of playing conference games in December. At one point, you didn't play a conference game until that first week in January, but getting the conference games early, just kind of talk about your feelings about that the way the schedule works out here.
You know, I like it. You know, the difficult thing about Division II is if you plan to be in competition for a regional, which every year you hope that you're fortunate enough to be right there in a regional. These early games, whether it's non-conference or even early games as far as conference goes, can really affect that. So, whereas Division I's, they'll play five, you know, teams that they'll beat by 40, and then they'll play one good team, and then they'll play four more teams that they'll beat by 40, and they'll develop depth, they'll develop a little chemistry, they'll develop those things, and that doesn't hurt them. Even that loss against that good team won't hurt them because, you know, everything's on TV. It's not numbers-based to make the regional. The earlier it becomes, the more difficult it is to make that regional if you drop one of those and your team's not playing at their best right then, but playing at their best at the end of the season. So I guess it's a give-take. You know, I think the worse you are, the more you want conference to start early because you're hoping that the team that's supposed to be good is not good at that point. I think the better you are, the further out you want that thing to start because teams will obviously get beat a few times and they'll kind of go away from what they're supposed to be doing and they become easier to beat. So I don't. It's a give take either way.
It really seems like in recent years you're seeing more Division II teams play that tougher schedule in the non-conference portion of the year as opposed to maybe even 10 years ago or so where you would play maybe more of an NAIA schedule early. I know we've had a couple of games with NAIA schools, but it seems like you're seeing more and more teams kind of look at, especially teams that feel like they're going to be in the hunt down the stretch, to play some of the regional games early in the season now.
Well, and I think you're seeing that because Central, the year we won the conference, we tied with Central. Central did not make that regional. The next year, Fort Hays won our conference last year. They did not make the regional because they played a bunch of NAIs. And so that's why teams in Division II are trying to up that strength of schedule, because your strength of schedule and your opponent's strength of schedule, those count for two of the seven categories that you've got to win. Your winning percentage only counts for one. So essentially, it's better to play a tough schedule and have a worse winning percentage than it is to have a good winning percentage and not play a tough schedule, because you lose those two categories, you know, before the season even starts.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us. And you got a couple of good ones coming up this weekend. And I hope to see a big crowd out before these two games.
Thanks a lot, John.
And that's Ben McCollum, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team. We'll be back and wrap things up from this edition of the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout, as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill and downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Bram Danfelt Funeral Home in Maryville at 206 East South Hills Drive. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More at bramfuneralhome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mountain City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MaryvilleMO.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from MTE Office Centers, with locations in Maryville and Cameron. Providing computers, printing, networking furniture, and office supplies since 1935, MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 811 South Walnut in Cameron.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
KXCV Bearcat Coaches Shows. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, before we go on, we've got a couple more giveaways to announce here.
Absolutely. First, we're going to give away a Bearcat t-shirt coming from the student body, and this one going to Larry Rusko. So Larry picks up a Bearcat t-shirt. And we've also got a Bearcat koozie, but inside of that koozie is a gift card from the student body, and that's going to go to Marky Sunderman. So Marky Sunderman is still here. Come over just to our left. We've got a Bearcat gift card and Bearcat koozie for you as well.
Now, Matt, we've got a big football game coming up on Saturday, of course, Northwest and St. Cloud in the NCAA Division II quarterfinals. But as we talk football here just a little bit, a big announcement came out earlier today concerning the academic All-America squad. And even Northwest Missouri State represented there, quarterback Trevor Adams, along with linebacker Eric Reimer, named to the Academic All-America squad in Division II. That's selected by the College Sports Information Directors of America. And besides Adams being a member of that team, he also becomes a three-time Academic All-American, as well as being honored as the Academic All-American of the Year. So not only is he part of the team, he is the number one academic in college football in Division II.
You know, that is so absolutely incredible. And, you know, so many of us went to school and didn't play a sport and know how hard it is to be successful at the college level just in school, and some people know how hard it is to be successful with your sport. But to be that successful for both Eric and Trevor at both is just incredible to me. I mean, I know it's something that it's very rare, obviously. It's neat to see two different Bearcats. And I'm just looking at the picture at northwestbearcats.com, and it must be the numbers, because Eric's 51 and Trevor's 15. So I don't know if that has something to do with it. But, you know, and that's huge, because when you look at, you hear AD and all the coaches talk about recruiting, talking about building the future. Well, you're not only recruiting the athlete, you're recruiting the parents. And when parents can see that there's an ability for their student athlete to have success academically, that's going to make the parents be behind it as well. And you need that just as much as you do the athletes. So it's great. Congratulations to both of those guys. Tremendous to see. And it just goes to show what's over on the Northwest Missouri State campus.
And it's the second time that Northwest has had an academic All-American of the Year as well. You go back to 2005, Josh Lamberson received that honor as well. So, again, it just kind of shows that that's part of the tradition being a Bearcat.
Well, and I think what it also shows is we always hear about the talk of the help that the student-athletes get as far as their academics go. And this just proves that that help is there if they want to take advantage of it, and many of them do. They can be successful at academics, and the proof right there is in these honors.
Got a big weekend coming up. It all starts tomorrow in basketball out at Bearcat Arena. The women's game will tip off at 5:30, and the men at 7:30. Well, the broadcasts are both beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women. And on Saturday, a full day Saturday with the football game beginning at noon. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 11 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day sponsored by Hy-Vee. And then we'll take a short trip over to Bearcat Arena for a basketball doubleheader with Emporia.
Well, I think, you know, Coach McCollum talked about it a few weeks ago. He and Coach Smith have it figured out in one way. The temperature is always 72 degrees at basketball, so you have an opportunity to warm up after a good day out at Bearcat Stadium in the chilly temperatures Saturday afternoon.
All right, sounds good. Again, support for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body Screen it Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch or dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 660-582-2699. And as always, our thanks to Carson, Renee, and the waitstaff here at Carson Sports Grill for all their work during the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. For Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson's.